Welcome to episode 312 of the 8-Bit Geek. Are you new to the show? Are you just returning from a long break? Well, let me tell you and remind you what this show is like. It's like a failed hard drive on a media server tucked away in your closet.
Oh.
You know the old story. For years, it's been great, working day in and day out. Then your OS drive fails, and then, well, it's time to replace it. So you order a new SSD on Amazon. It comes the same day. You can actually watch where the driver is going. You know, that's new technology. That's pretty neat. I watched them, and it was like four stops away. You install it, you know, then you go through and ready to install the OS. When it comes time to format the drive, you hover over the wrong one. You click delete. And before you can spank a cow with a cattle prod, it's gone. You think nothing of it until you realize the space free is much larger than the one on the new SSD. Yep, you fucked up. You just deleted 5 terabytes of data. I'm Jeremy, and yes, this really happened to me last night. With me are two men who laughed at my stupidity.
He's still laughing.
Yeah, Doug, yeah. Hey, good news, though.
Yeah.
I got to start over.
I've got 5 terabytes of free space.
5 terabytes
of fresh room.
Listen,
yeah.
I don't have to make old mistakes.
Yeah. And now when, you know, your wife or someone, you know, is like, hey, where's a walk to remember? You can say, oh, fuck, I lost it. That sucks.
Remember when everything got deleted?
Oh, bummer. It's gone.
But you can watch one of these Marvel films.
Yeah,
the only thing that got brought back.
Now you can just download what you want to download.
It's crazy, man. I sat there and I took it really well. I just hovered over it as I had 4 drives in there, right? Mm-hmm. And I go, all right, this is the new one. I knew what SATA cable it sat on, but for some reason I clicked and it went. And as soon as I did it, I didn't realize it. I really looked at it and I went, oh, no. Oh, no. And I just sat there for a few minutes. And then I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to shut this down now. And then I'm going to unplug the other drives. And then I'll just keep the SSD plugged in. And then I installed the OS. I plugged in the other drives. And then I looked at the partitions and I was like, and so it's all gone, but that's okay. You know, it's all right. We start fresh, like Doug said, and you know, we don't throw stuff at walls anymore. So we can't do that. We're too old. We're too old for that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be more mature. So.
Yeah, you know, you just bottle it up.
That's right.
The adult thing to do.
The adult thing to do. You just bottle it up and you just push it down.
Yeah, so that's
one
all right.
One day it'll all come out.
Yeah, don't worry. I think that's why before the show started, you were like, oh, I think Colin got in trouble. It was is this the moment? Is this what it all comes
when
to?
When I will, I release the rage?
He's like, what? Dad, it was just 7 minutes late. He's like, oh, fuck that. Why?
Don't you ever delete 5 terabytes again. What?
Didn't do that.
So I download it instead. I'm just I've decided that I'm only going to download 1 movie, but 5 terabytes of that same movie. So.
Avatar. 5 terabytes.
Yeah. It's just going to constantly play on a loop. Now you're saying to yourself, Jeremy, couldn't you just play the same movie on a loop? No, because I don't want to wear it out. So I'll just, it's just got 5 terabytes of it, and we're going to let it roll.
God damn it. That, for some reason, that just reminded me of... sometimes the wind doesn't blow. What?
God damn it.
I'm Kevin, by the way. Hi.
Oh.
Never got that part out.
Kev. So if you like that story and you want to hear more about us, then you can do that over on Audio Boom. You can subscribe to us there. We mentioned them at the top of the show because they pay for the airwaves. They pay for the bandwidth, and they pay for Doug's child support.
That's true.
You can also find us.
I don't pay child support.
Oh, it's to the other woman. You can always find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio.
Shut the fuck up. We don't talk about that. Motherfucker, you're gonna be in so much trouble. Is that why you take $700 out of every paycheck for your own money? Motherfucker.
You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, we stream it live right here on Twitch every Monday night. You can join the chat, have some fun, and ask us some questions in there as well. This week, we are doing a special thing on Patreon. We're going to mention that next. I'm going to flip things around. Patreon is a fun, wonderful place where we put extra content for a small fee, for as little as $5 a month. You get a daily show called The Diner, which is absolutely fantastic, if I do say so myself. It's not just because I'm a subscriber. It's also because I'm the CEO. Wait, it's not. Oh, wait. No, it's the other way. You can shove your head up a horse's ass, but no, wait. Is it my ass?
You'll get there, Tommy boy.
So, yeah, Patreon, wonderful. The Diner is a daily show. Every day we tackle new topics. And we even take your fan questions. It's great. Right now, it's all free. We're doing on Patreon, all the content this week is completely free, just so you can experience it. So if you haven't listened to any of that content and you're interested and you listen to it, then you can maybe say, you know what, I'm going to throw these guys $5 a month, and we're going to see what they put out every week. And you're going to get a ton of stuff. This episode has a pre-show and a post-show. So you can check that out on Patreon for free. Saga is releasing a new episode on Friday. That's going to have a bloopers reel at the end of the episode. So you can check that out for free. There is a Saga comic book. You're going to get a couple pages, the first two or three pages.
Well, we did. So the last time we did the free week, we did the first three pages, mm-hmm. or maybe first two pages, because I didn't include the first. Maybe I did the first three. I don't remember. So I'm thinking this time doing like 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
So because if you want, you can scroll through our news feed or whatever.
And find
and
the
you
old
can
ones.
Go find our original free stuff. So you could go find pages 1, 2, and 3 and then read 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. So we're going to do 4, 5, and 6 for free. We also have some really cool stuff that we're planning for our mm-hmm. Patreon subscribers as well. Kevin is planning on something special. I'm going to do something special. Doug thinks about it, but probably won't do something special.
Yeah, I'm only doing Saga and, you know, make sure Saga comic gets done. Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Lazy.
Whoa.
Lazy.
Motherfuckers, I swear. Oh, fuck you.
Wait, it's plural.
Yeah. What, Kev, you don't do anything.
I wasn't attacking you. I was on your side. Fucking Atu Caesar, motherfucker.
So you can go over to Patreon. You can check it all out for free. And if you decide that it's worth $5 a month, you can throw us that $5. We only ask you to throw the $5 because we're poor and we need to buy things like that child support.
You have to buy child support?
Our sponsors aren't going to last forever, Kev.
And yeah, well, the stuff that actually does help with is something we haven't really talked about, but we are going to Fan Expo Dallas mm-hmm. and Texas Frightmare Weekend mm-hmm. May 3rd through the 5th. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. if you are going to either of those conventions, be on the lookout for us because we'll be there. And so, like, we're not doing a booth this year because booth prices at Dallas were stupid, mm-hmm. just stupid expensive. But we will be there. We'll be covering it. We'll have our cameras and stuff, I'm sure, and we'll be on the floor and checking out the convention. But it's going to be paying for things like hotels and things like that. So that is what that money goes towards. Like, again, we're not lining our pockets with the Patreon money that literally goes back into the show. For those watching the stream, you see that we all have these microphones. That's what that money paid for. Paid for some recording equipment for Saga. It's paid for business cards and stickers and all the stuff that we have to pass out at conventions and whatnot. So,
and advertising as well. We've put a lot of money into advertising through social media, and coming soon, a podcast near you. We're going to be advertising on different podcasts as well. So the money gets used to grow the show, and so we just don't. We want to make sure, you know, we've always been pretty transparent about where that money goes. And it goes all right back into the show, and that's why we're doing the free weekend, to kind of give you an idea of what you're, what you get for the money, because we also feel like you should receive something in return, which is all this extra content. So we hope that you enjoy what we give you, and then so that way you know that the money is going to go to good use as well. So let's see, if you want to connect with other fans of the show, I'm gonna sneeze again. I did this on the Daily Show the other day. Doug, take over.
Chew!
Not the sneeze! Not the sneeze part! You can always chat with us and others on Discord. It's a great community. That was the best gag you've ever fucking pulled.
I'm crying. I don't know why that made me laugh. I'm the one who did it.
Oh, God. Oh, no, the chat. Blue duck, gold duck.
Oh, yeah, I know. That made me laugh first. And then my goof. Oh, Jesus.
If you like this show, you can always check out our other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. They're all worth your time. So go check that out as well. All right. We've made it. We've done it. We've gotten the promo stuff out of the way. Now it's time to wet your ears with the sounds coming from our mouths with Miss Connections. Every week we take real ads from the Miss Connections section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way. We definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Are we back?
Oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, hello. Thanks, Ratty Blue Wizard, for subscribing 8 months in a row. Looks like is that a poop emoji?
That is a poop.
Cool.
Because we are the shit.
Aha, that's good. I like that. Hey, yeah. Doug, you're going to have to dig out Princess Sophia from my pants.
I'm not.
Oh.
Because that is who you got this week.
Well, someone handed me a microscope. Or a magnifying glass.
Well, that joke was from sixth grade.
Yeah, and it still stung, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
God, it's so... Why are these misconnections so long?
Oh, boy. Oh, God. I don't even think I see a period there. It's going to be one big run-on sentence.
It's become a funny thing where I just find the longest fucking misconnections for Doug.
Is it dirty at all?
No, not... yeah, maybe. I don't know.
He doesn't even...
Hey, boys.
Oh, god damn.
What's up, dog? Hi. What's up, dog?
Hi, princess.
How's it going?
Pretty good now that you're out.
Oh, no.
Airing it out.
Yeah, it's nice and cool now. I was all hot and humid before. It's like hanging out in the Amazon jungle.
I wonder what Princess...
Like a rainforest out there.
I wonder what Princess Sophia and Kevin's dad having a conversation would sound like.
Well, mine would sound like this.
And it was, hey, Kev, hey, Kev. Hey, Kevin.
No. Yeah,
it's your dad.
You made him sound like Dr. Roxo.
I don't remember that sound like. Hey, Kev. What is that? What voice is that?
Hey, Kevin!
Oh yeah, hey Kev, there hey it is. Kev, yeah, it's more like this.
Why did
hey,
I remind you? God damn it!
Hey, I'm peeking over your shoulder. Look at me, just kind of peeking. Gotcha. Let me see my fans. All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. Princess Sophia is more like well up here.
I don't want to see Princess Sophia.
I am a young normal guy. Going crazy for posting on here. But you are one of the girls that walks around on the strip offering pictures for money.
What?
Oh, this is in Vegas.
Oh, that makes sense.
You wear a pink outfit. Not like I really want you to read this because I'm sure it only means something to me. And I'm just trying to get this out of my crazy head, so screw it.
Literally.
Yeah, also, head. Little over a month ago, a few family members and me walked down the strip for the first time. It was me, Ashley, Jeremy, and Colin. And Princess Sophia Jr.
What?
Okay, stop that right now. Fucking weirdo. Sorry.
We got to the Bellagio Hotel, sorry, and hung around for a little while to watch the water show.
Hung around.
Then I turned to see you looking into my eyes. Friend or co-worker.
Sorry, that kind of just like, it suddenly made sense what that means. Jeremy had his dick out.
I saw you looking into my eyes.
Uh-oh, did we lose
him? Oh, we lost him.
Oh, we lost him for a second.
What it was lessing?
Looking into my eyes.
Okay, yeah, I said, so,
And then I turned to see you looking into my eye as your friend or coworker was talking to my brothers. And I felt like my heart sank. Like those moments of fear that are paralyzing. I simply couldn't understand. I immediately recognized you and felt like I've known you forever. And at the same time, I knew it was the first time we'd ever seen each other.
This is so long. I'm not even halfway through this fucking thing.
Oh, God.
It was unlike anything I've ever experienced. The reason it got to me was because I used to have a reoccurring dream when I was young for years about a beautiful girl in a white dress with roses. Somehow, I knew I would be with that girl, or that I was in a past life. If that's even possible for penises. Then it hit me like a brick wall. That girl was you. And it was a complete mindfuck. I turned to mind my own business and waited until the show started feeling like I was losing.
Wait, what? Waited until the... Am I right?
Yeah, mind my own business and wait until the show started.
Yeah.
Feeling like...
Feeling like I was losing my mind, which I think I was. I mean, there are other people that look like her, I thought. But somehow, I knew it was you. Then the water show started and the song, Do You Believe in Life After Love was playing. You know that Cher song?
Oh, yeah. What, yeah.
Do you believe in I feel something inside me, so I really don't think I'm starting to fall. That's all you get for free.
Because it's 10 seconds. Anything over, we'd have to pay for.
We'd have to pay money for it.
I can't explain it. It just got me. You and your friend then later tried to get a picture down off of my brother, and I just stood there trying to pretend like I wasn't going crazy. When my brother walked away, you were just standing there looking into my eyes. Again, and I wanted to say something, but I couldn't. I just looked down and walked away. How can anyone that experience
look down?
How can anyone that experience
that feeling saying, oh, another girl from my dreams. Huh, yeah, sure. Especially in Vegas, lol.
Lol.
Wish we could have had a chance to actually get to know each other. Maybe in another life.
Fucking look down, I like dick went
yeah.
soft.
Yeah.
All right, Princess Sophia, thanks for coming.
Oh, boo. Oh, God damn it.
God damn it.
Oh, all right.
That was okay.
This week, Random Hero said Mark Kenobi.
So
Mark
go.
Wahlberg.
What? No, he's different, and you know it.
He's different.
Completely different.
You know it.
Hey. Hey. What's up, guys? What's going on?
Mark Kenobi.
Hey.
What's up?
It's your
Mr. Kenobi.
Hey, it's your Jedi with the sweet dancing moves. I do like a jiggle and a fibble and a foo. How's it going? What's up, DM? What's up, Space Jesus?
I'm not Space Jesus.
Who's that? Who are you?
What?
Huh?
I'm Space God.
What's up?
Space God.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Sitting away from you, huh? Okay. Yeah. So.
Okay.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just waiting for you to read your misconnection.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
Roll for initiative.
Okay. Yeah, it's just waiting to roll. That's all. Roll to 20.
Okay, we'll go.
I doubt that.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm not used to like doing things on my own without your permission.
That's fair.
So, no two-face apologies, okay? Nope. Don't hate on my new affair, okay? Just because you didn't know how to like take care of your business, take care of yours when you had the chance, okay? You did me dirty and like behind my back.
And now, is this about ants?
And now you're a two-faced twick.
Twick.
Yeah, I said it. Because now I'm doing me, okay? You want to be a part of my shine. But ain't no bitch about to take my happy ass back, okay?
What?
I don't know. That's how I was written or something. Can you the same twick who tried to bring me down? Because you thought it was like funny or something to do me wrong behind my back? You didn't think I was going to turn my cheek the other way? Because you thought you had the last laugh or something? Well, now I'm doing good, okay? And all you do is hate it. So you're trying to pull me down. But fuck your stupid twick, okay? You don't deserve a second chance. It is what it is.
Damn.
And how it's going to be. And that goes for the rest of you twicks. I bet you talk to each other. See how you're going to ruin my day today. It's like a twick party. Okay? You're probably on Twitter with your twicks. I see you trying to politwick him.
God damn it.
That's why. Me y'all nothing, stupid twick. Just another second hand who nobody wants, okay? And I'll tell you straight to your face if I had to. I'm not an option or a puppet for you to play with, okay? Can't put your fingers in me and go wiggly wiggly woo.
Oh, no.
No, am I a cheetah? Like the cheetah, the cat. So don't think for a second that I'm willing to do the same mistake, okay, that you did to me. I have a real love that's counting on me, okay? It's my responsibility. Everything changed after I decided who was worth my loyalty, okay? Who went out of his way to find what meant to be. I don't know that word. I got a new affair now. And I found it's true. Don't hate. Because you didn't know how to keep your spot, okay? No two-face apologies. Sincerely, Mark Kenobi. Not a puppet.
So that was about ants, yeah?
Who?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to know who's your new affair.
I'm glad that you found out. Glad that you asked too. Okay.
Is it Dramatis?
You're gonna have to find out on this season of 8-Bit Saga.
Oh.
Every other Friday, 6 a.m. Sometimes, as long as it's not on a break. Check it out. play the reel.
Oh shit. I wish I had a reel.
Play that Mac and Me clip that Paul Rudd brings to cover up Brian.
All right, that's it. Mark Kenobi's going away.
Oh, Jer, why you do this to me?
Oh yeah.
Who do I have this week?
Anyone you want, really. Nobody requested.
Any way I want it, that's the way I need it. Any way I want it.
Yeah, I mean, go.
Okay. Let's see. Give me a second. Hello, boys!
All right.
It's Dr. Randall Randy Savage Savage.
That's right. The cream of the crop always rises to the top.
We went backwards that time.
Yeah. Well, we like to switch it up. Looking to find my spanking friend. I'm looking for my spanking friend who would come over about once a month and would spank my butt until it was a nice shade of pink. As well as whip my chest, stomach and legs and balls, etc. I don't know his name, but the name on the email said that we were using mine. He had a lot of supplies in a backpack and definitely knew what he was doing. He contacted me last week, but haven't heard from him since. Now my ass and huge balls are waiting for a good whipping. If this is you, please contact me so we can do this. Conversations! About my anus!
What?
Oh, get slapped!
All right, let's talk. After that, let's jump right into the top box office.
I was not ready for that.
with a kids movie.
Yeah, surprisingly.
Good segue.
Dumbo has come in at number one, making $46 million, which actually underperformed of what Disney expected it to come in at. They were expecting $60 million for the first weekend.
Why would they think that?
Because it's Disney.
Yeah, but I've seen little to nothing on this movie, aside from a couple of trailers here and there, but I have not seen the movie, like the TV push that we normally see from a Disney film. Mm-hmm. Granted, I've been off work for about a week now because my kids have been sick, so I haven't been like up on YouTube as much as normal. But have people been on the late night shows and stuff? I don't feel like I've heard. Anything.
I haven't seen that circuit go around. I don't remember seeing a huge push for Dumbo.
Yeah. Same. I don't even remember it. Like, I didn't even know it was coming out last weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would they expect there to be more when I don't feel like there was that much of a push for it.
Yeah, it was lazy was marketing.
The budget was $170 million estimated.
Fabulous.
So. Oof. On what? I mean, probably got to be CG.
CG. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously not marketing.
It beat out everything. Us still had a very strong showing, making $33.2 million in its second week to bring its total to $127 million. It's going to get a sequel, and it's called Them.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen that yet, though? Have you seen Us?
No.
Mm-mm.
I want to see it. I missed my chance last week, but I do want to catch that soon.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the Tonight Show and stuff, because that's normally you would see pushes for like these Disney movies. And I think he was off the air last week. His last like uploads were 6 days ago.
Hmm.
But like, no, I mean, it was like Norman Reedus and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Joel Kinnaman and stuff like that. But like no one from this movie.
Weird. Hmm. Well. So. There you go.
That's why
they're not. Yeah, exactly. That's why they're not up there.
Captain Marvel made $20 million for in its fourth week, so still doing pretty good. And for a total of $354 million domestically,
that'll get a sequel. Spoiler.
Yeah, big time spoiler. Netflix is testing a mobile-only plan that would cost less than $4 per month. Would you subscribe? Yes, no, maybe.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
if I was on my mobile as much as I was.
Now,
yeah,
I wonder if that would include iPads as well. Because a lot of people only watch stuff on their phone or iPad nowadays.
Yeah,
true. It says they specifically set their sights on India, where there are as many as 100 million people that Netflix hopes to convert to subscribers.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
I don't know. People must use their phone a lot more in India, I guess. Interesting.
Yeah, that's man,
I guess India has a place called the Hotstar Premium Streaming Service. Guys, can we talk about the name for real quick?
No. Hotstar?
Hotstar.
Hmm.
Sounds like a porn site. Wanna go there right now?
Come on down to the Hotstar. 5 p.m. steaks. I got nothing.
5 p.m. steaks. Because we don't serve them. Steaks. We don't serve them at any other time.
5 p.m. only.
First come, first serve here at Hotstar Casino and Gambling.
I am Titty Bar.
And Titty Bar.
Man Titty Bar.
And barbecue burritos. Thus the Hotstar comes in.
Come see our meat.
Okay. God damn it. There goes our Indian audience. Sorry, guys and gals.
Yeah, I think we just got turned off. Mm-hmm. We just turned off everyone.
Sorry. Yeah, but as a Princess Sophia didn't fucking do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Let's see. We've got some news coming from Child's Play. If you don't know, this is Doug's favorite horror franchise. And not only does this fuel his fire... Man, Doug, you are it. This is probably the best news that you've seen all year. All year.
Yeah. It definitely got me super hyped for the new movie,
which you were not super stoked about.
No, because this is the one where they're changing up the origin of Chucky, and that, you know, and the original franchise, and the one that it's still going. That franchise is still happening. That Chucky was played by Brad Dourif, and his character, Charles Lee Ray, was a serial killer who, after being cornered by the police in a toy store, was like fatally shot, and as he was dying, performed some like voodoo shit and transferred his soul to the body of a doll. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's a good guy doll.
It worked. Like, it put the serial killer inside of a doll, and that was like the whole fucking premise. Mm-hmm. And continues to be the premise. And like the first movie, he's trying to get his soul into the child to like take over, and like so he's on a doll, because if he's in the doll too long,
he permanently stays the doll.
Permanently is in the doll. Yeah. And that's like his whole shtick for like all the movies up until like Bride of Chucky.
You know what's funny about that? Is like his whole thing is like, if I stay in the doll too long, I'm gonna become the doll. Motherfucker is still the doll after the boy years. Is like 30 years old. Like, I think your time limit has been up.
I want your body, Alex.
Yeah, well, and I think one of the movies, he must have learned some way to get him out regardless of the time. I guess it's still like, it doesn't... Because I think the problem, the fear is like, if he gets stuck in the doll body, like, he could die as like a... That's why, like, you see like later on, like, he's... and maybe Child's Play 3? Maybe, where there's like blood and stuff. Maybe it's two, but the first one, he's pretty much just a doll. Like, he gets his arm like shot off, and I don't think there's like any blood splatter, right?
There wasn't
any
blood? Oh yeah, he became. There was like bones and stuff because he gets his arm blown off and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I think he started to become the doll. Like, he started to like manifest as like a killable thing instead of just a toy.
Yeah.
And so, but the news is in this new version with. Again, right now the rumor is more, it's like a Terminator sort of thing where it's like a doll gone bad, like programming error. But Chucky is being voiced by Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I am pumped for that. Now, we've talked about how Mark Hamill has a number of voices as a voice actor. You know, he's got like a gruffer voice that he does on like, what was a fucking show with the, oh my God.
The medieval one?
No, there's a cartoon show, but he has like this like.
Metalocalypse.
No, well, okay, there's Metalocalypse.
Yeah, but he did have a deeper voice in Metalocalypse.
There's the one. It's the one with the raccoon and the bluebird. It was the animated show. It's not Adventure Time or whatever, but it's, oh my God, regular show.
He played
the like coach, and it's just like, man, Skip, yeah, whatever, okay. It's like that kind of voice, just a gruff voice. But then he has his like almost always go-to voice. He uses it for the Joker. He uses it for the Trickster, and he's using it for this new character on this medieval Nightfall. Like Viking show.
It's called
and
Nightfall.
It's just his, you know, hello everybody. You know, it's kind of just crazy. And that's what it's going to end up being, and I'm kind of okay with it. But at the same time, I worry that it's going to be like, okay, it's just the fucking Joker in a doll.
Have you guys watched this show called The Nightfall?
No, is that the one that is the night show?
Yeah, it's a look at the final days of the Knights Templar during the 14th century.
Maybe it's one of those things where it's like it's a History Channel show or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, but then like Vikings is like a History Channel show, and apparently that show is really good.
That's supposed to be like phenomenal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's not a lot of movie news this week. And I tried so hard to find movie pass news, but I didn't find anything. But I got something close enough. So, Kev, hit that Cinemia drop.
Movie pass. We bought this from Movie Pass. We're Cinemia.
Nice. Good job. Cinemia is the competitor? Of MoviePass,
the next boat to sink.
They are introducing an unlimited plan, allowing subscribers one movie a day for $15 a month. Now, the problem with all these MoviePass companies is that they have to be in network. It's almost like having shitty healthcare. You know, you have to use in network coverage, and the same thing with these. So, a lot of the movie theaters around me do not accept Cinemia. And so it's out. It's no good. So I don't know if maybe it works for somebody, but ever since AMC's A-List came out, everyone's trying to meet that mark of beating their $19.99 a month plan or being right at it. And so I think it's going to cost them more in the long run for operating. I don't think they're going to make much money, and we're going to see them say goodbye. Now, what MoviePass and Cinemia and all these other subscription models did is something very special for the movie industry. They showed that you can have a subscription plan and people wanted it. And so the big chains are actually putting them in place in their own theaters, which gives us cheaper prices. So they did a job for us, which I'm very happy about. You know, if they don't last, and if they, you know, they at least sparked a revolution in the movie industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say, you know, the thing with the AMC one is that like, that's the one to beat. Right now, it seems like, because you know, AMC is like, that's a huge theater like company. Like, there's over, I'm looking right now, there's over 380 AMCs, I guess across the globe. I don't know, or at least in the United States. Mm-hmm. We'll say it that way. I don't know if they're in like Canada and stuff like that, but like that, they're everywhere. Like, almost every city has an AMC. At least major city, or you're within driving distance of one, most likely. And I know that there's other parts of the United States where, like, you get farther up north and stuff. Like, there's other chains that are probably, you know, more accessible and whatnot. But that's why it's such a big deal, is because it's a huge theater chain.
They Stubbs,
$20 is not bad.
Yeah, Stubbs also has. They've been out for, oh man, what? Only 8-9 months now with this program. They already have close to 1 million subscribers in less than a year.
Good on them. Yeah. I mean, their theaters are a little bit more higher quality than, say, Cinemark. And Cinemark's got something similar too, but they just cut out the
fees. At all. It's one movie ticket a month.
Yeah. And then the one I liked the most was the one you were talking about last week, was Alamo Drafthouse. Like, their they're $20 a month.
Well, they match up with AMC. You know, they will. I don't know if it's, they haven't released enough information about it, but at least it's $19.99 a month, and you get one movie a day. You know, I think AMC gives you 3 movies a week, which is essentially the same. No one's going to go fucking see a movie every day.
Oh, you're
crazy.
Ye have little faith, my friend.
But I asked them on Twitter. They didn't respond because obviously that's, you know, they just haven't released that information. But I asked them if the special screenings were going to be a part of the movie pass, their pass as well. So I hope so. I love to go get freaky in a
Burger King bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, the Call of Duty swatter, let's get into some gaming news, has been served a 20-year prison sentence. And that was handed down by a U.S. district court today, or a couple days ago. If you don't know what a swatter is, they'd make fake 911 calls, and the SWAT would come and bust down people's doors. There was a, you know, one of these that he did actually got somebody killed.
Yeah. And not even the gamer, yeah. The neighbor of the gamer here. It was near us. It was about 2.5 hours away in Wichita, Kansas,
which is really, and, really sad. So,
yeah. And this kid's from Florida. Like, it was just over some bullshit Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And they got his IP, or they got the gamer's IP. They called in a SWAT, the SWAT team.
Well, they got the address from the guy. Because of a bet. And so the guy didn't give him, I guess, his real address, or maybe he gave the wrong address. I'm not sure what the situation is there, but he was given the address. But yeah. The thing is that this guy had some, what, like 50 other SWAT or 20 other SWAT charges on him, or like on top of that, like he was like notorious for SWATting people and bragging about it.
Bragging, that was the biggest thing. Like, he bragged about this one after it happened. Like, you fucking idiot, someone got killed and you basically admitted to it.
Yeah. And
on like a show, he like went on some like live Twitch show and like had a conversation about it.
And I'm so happy that this motherfucker got put away for 20 years. Like, haha, laugh, who's laughing now, bitch?
No, it's, he was also you guys remember he did the, what was that gaming convention at the Dallas Convention Center? It was a gaming thing going on there, or what? He was one that, and there was a bomb threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did that. Like, and so he has all these fake. He pleaded guilty to 51 total charges. Jesus. So, and which is crazy to me because originally his sentence was only 25 years, and he took the plea deal to get down to 20, which is still like good 20 years. But at the same time, like, man, like, the manslaughter charge, or the involuntary manslaughter or whatever, because obviously he didn't mean for someone to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
But that still carries weight. Like, the fact that, like, you still put in motion events that led to someone's death.
Yeah.
And not like, you know, when you accidentally run a red light and you T-bone somebody and you kill a passenger in another car, like, sort of like, you know, that's, you know, you get charged for that too, for the same thing, like involuntary manslaughter. But, like, this is like, I called the police. I called the SWAT on your house. Like, how could you possibly see that outcome being good at all? This isn't like ordering 20 pizzas. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, for sure.
The SWATting is the fucking most, it's the stupidest thing that could have happened. Like, or it's that someone thought up. It was like, what a fucking stupid thing to do. And thankfully, I think since this happened, a lot of it's died down. Thankfully.
Yeah, I use them as an example. I just coughed and like fucking spit drooled out of my mouth. I was like, hope the camera didn't catch that. But yeah, I agree. He should have been made more of an example of to teach everyone to calm the fuck down.
Yeah, Crazy Joe in chat says 51 charges in only 20 years. I mean, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like the manslaughter charge should have maybe carried a little more weight.
Agreed. And a little bit lighter news. Gearbox has officially announced Borderlands 3.
Yes.
Yeah. Which everyone was everyone was excited about. And at least one company can count to three.
Yeah, right? Valve. No shit. The funny thing is when our boy took off his jacket and exposed the three, everyone in chat was like, Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Yeah, that was so funny. I think I posted that in our chat, and I was like, lol, yeah. The chat. Everyone in Half-Life 3, which is so fucking funny.
The trailer was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking news, we may have a release date. It looks like a now deleted tweet revealed the Borderlands 3 release date as September 13th.
Called it.
There was a snippet on the Twitter ad, and that got deleted as well, and it featured the Epic Game Store logo.
Oh.
But they already announced, I think they're coming to Steam, so it's going to be, they're doing both. They'll come to both. So we'll get to more information on that on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. But I you know, if it comes out September 3rd, then, or September 13th, it's not too far away.
That's about, like, I think, like, Borderlands 2 came out in September, too, as well. So I think they're just keeping to that tradition.
I'll pick it up, I guess.
I'm super happy. Yeah, we're all big Borderlands fans here. So, yeah, we'll be on there.
And
I'm just excited to see all the characters returning. I mean, they in the trailer show off. I mean, even characters from Tales from the Borderlands.
Yes.
Which was fucking awesome. Reese was in the trailer. And then that little, like, graphic thing they showed off before had Vaughn in it. So, mm-hmm. Pretty fucking pumped.
Except for that dude who died. He's not in it.
Yeah, they confirmed Handsome Jack will not be in it. No, not that guy. I do like that. He's like, you guys killed him, remember?
Yeah, do you guys not fucking remember? Dude? Well, it's because they released two, and then they did the pre-sequel, which had Handsome Jack as a prominent fucking character. And then Handsome Jack is also in Tales from the Borderlands. So it's like he's been in two games since.
Because
so.
He's so popular. Everyone loved him.
He was an awesome character. There is, if you can't wait to play Borderlands, you can go back and play number 1 and 2, because the Ultra HD texture pack will be hitting the PS4 Pro, Xbox One X, and PC on April 3rd. So get your motor running, download those games, and get ready. And also, the Borderlands, the first title, is getting a lot of quality of life changes. You're gonna be getting a mini map and a new end boss and all that good stuff. You're also getting remastered 4K environmental textures, geometry, skyboxes, remastered 4K characters and vehicles, upgraded weapons, meshes, texture. I mean, everything has been redone. So yeah,
it's like they almost built it from the ground up. Almost.
So it's gonna be fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back into some more sad news, as EA laid off 350 people from its marketing operations and publishing divisions. Now, they do have 9,000 people in the company, so they employ a lot of people.
Yeah, they're like a global company, right? I mean, they deal with all the sports and stuff.
I'm still bitter when they shut down EA Chicago.
You would be. There's nothing in Chicago.
That's where they had all, like, the successful, like, Fight Night Round 3 was made there. There was a couple other games, but Def Jam Icon was made there, and that kind of fucked it all up. But
yeah, when you sell 100 copies of a game,
100
kind of does that. So, Valve has come out swinging very, very quietly, and they're getting into the VR headset game with their own VR headset called the Index.
That's a weird name.
You guys
for it.
Not
cool.
This? No. It is going to ship June 15th. And Valve briefly posted an unfinished page that offers up some fun stuff. You'll need a processor with hyper threading. I'm out. I only got the i5. Doesn't have hyper threading. 8 gigs of RAM. And either a GTX 970 or better, if you're on the NVIDIA side of things. So, but they really want you to have a quad-core PC and a GTX 1070 or better. So we'll see what they they come out. If this makes them announce Half-Life 3, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
No.
But it could be, it could be something special. Who knows? This thing could be the revolution in VR that we've been waiting for.
I hope that they sell it for a dollar with some like shitty game like they did with their Steam Link.
Oh.
It won't be. What's going to cost? I'm going to predict it right now and say it's going to retail for $3.99.
I was going to say $4.99.
I was going to say that too, but they really need to beat HTC and all them.
And I was going to lowball it and say $2.99.
Yeah. With what it needs, though, the power it needs, I was going to say, that's why I put it at $3.99, because I thought it was a little bit more, a little bit better hardware than probably what has been out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. GameStop is getting into esports, because when you're losing money, you got to bet on something. They're opening a performance center in Texas. It's called the GameStop, get this, Performance Center.
Fucking GameStop things. What are they, the WWE of video games?
They are opening it in Frisco, Texas. Shout out. And it's going to be 11,000 square feet venue. Will serve a complexity of gaming's gaming headquarters. Host public events designed to help amateurs get into esports. They'll share a location with the Dallas Cowboys. Will host a wealth of gaming equipment for esports, as well as play home to public gaming area where fans and sponsors can come in, play their favorite competitive titles, and connect over games and esports. They're going to have gaming clinics, which will teach players how to improve their performance in games like Fortnite, Overwatch, and Call of Duty.
They need someone for Dark Souls, too. Get good, scrub.
That's how they tell you to get good.
Yeah.
So that's, you guys want to take a trip out there?
No.
Isn't that where that video game museum is, too, uh-huh. in Frisco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. I'd always go revisit.
I'll get a read.
Yeah. Get Mike to go. He could use some practice, I guess. I don't know.
I'm gonna go out there with a camera and a mic and just tell him to report live from the location. This is Mike reporting live from the Performance Center. We're gonna go inside and get an interview with hello. Would you mind? No. Okay. Hey, would you mind talking? Okay. Well, that's it. I'm Mike. Is that? Cut off the mic, please.
It's like it's recording.
Competitive Zork. That's
the chat. That's fun. Does Jeev pick up Flask?
The Sega Genesis is back, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting the Genesis Mini just in time, as the mini console craze has already died off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's weird. Sega used to be so ahead of the party. Now they're behind.
Yeah. And they're not even like this. They're still relying on another company to make these, but it actually looks like a pretty legit deal. I mean, it looks pretty close to the original.
The games are solid too. A lot of good ones.
But there's only like 8 games,
and they're charging
40.
They're 30.
Includes 40
on the box. Oh no, that says 30.
30 years of Genesis.
30 years. Yeah. The games are being announced in 4 waves of 10 games. They'll include 40 legendary titles. The first wave of games, I bet you know what? Fuck this company. I know what they're going to do. They're going to charge you for each wave. The first one's going to be included with your $80 purchase, and then there's going to be fucking DLC and some shit.
Sonic DLC.
This is the news that everybody's been waiting for years. Bulletstorm is coming to Switch in early summer. And the crowd goes wild.
It's about time. Why didn't it come out the first time when it came out with the Switch? 10 years ago. They should have known.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm going to pick it up.
Me too. It's just dumb fun.
Mm-hmm. I have it on PS4. It's a blast.
Tell me about it, Stud.
What?
Tell me.
Well, you know, I got the game off a PlayStation Plus sale.
Uh-huh.
And,
go on.
I booted it up.
Yeah.
It was real nice.
Tell me more.
And then the Duke showed up and he said, I've got balls of steel.
Damn.
And I came.
From the or end. To?
Okay, so anyways.
You can tell it's time to wrap this show up.
Well, there's a really bad echo.
With Kev?
Should we switch regions? Do you want me to switch regions?
No, we only got one story.
I don't hear it from Jer, so that means it's coming from Jer.
Oh, yeah. Fuck off. That doesn't mean it's coming from Jer. If it's echoing from Kev, tell Kev to shut his computer down.
I can hear me echoing also.
Well, yeah, I can hear myself echoing.
It's not from me. This bad boy right here doesn't work like that.
Unless we're getting it from your computer audio.
Unless. Sure. Prove it.
Yeah, you have that shit replaying.
Prove it. Amazon Prime. Last story of the night, and then we're going to get away from these two jerks. Amazon Prime is going to let you have 12 months of Nintendo Switch Online for free. All you got to do is log into the Twitch Prime Loot website before September 24th and claim your first 3 months. Then you wait 60 days and then you can grab the other 6 months. I don't fucking know.
Nine more months,
whatever you're going to get. And if you already have the online, it'll extend it. I don't know why. Why did they just let you do this once? Why are they making you log in twice? Stupid.
Because they wanted to make sure that you stayed a Twitch Prime member.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's it. That's the news. That's the show. And that is us.
This is us.
This is them.
.org.
Stay tuned. In the after show, we're going to take your Q's and we're going to give you our A's. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.